Talking about all things professional wrestling, it's Brain Stew Wrestling.
All right, it is I, Punchy, the Ayatollah of Rock and No Rolla. I don't know. I'm Bat Rolla. Oh, shit. That's right, guys. 3-minute warning here, hosting Brain Stew Wrestling.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Hammy, and joining me in studio is Michael Punchy Falcone.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Twitter at BSR Wrestling and at Brain Stew Radio. And I'm also at Hams Gruber on Twitter,
which, by the way,
Punchy is at Hipster Punchy on Twitter. We got the social media down pat.
Brains BSR Wrestling, not to be confused with the Steve Austin BSR.
All right. I made it very clear when I first made that account that we might get compared to that, but, well, it's only a matter of time.
I mean, listen, guys, we couldn't put BS wrestling.
Yeah.
What
bullshit wrestling.
What do you want from us?
And we couldn't fit Brain Stew Wrestling in all one Twitter handle. So it's my bad here.
Yeah.
To be fair, a Twitter handle shouldn't have more characters than the allowable amount for a tweet. So yeah,
right. You can call us at 908-854-4228, or you could do what you guys always do, and that's chat in the Brain Stew Radio live chat room at brainstewradio.com/live. We are also simulcasting on morelikeradio.com, so hello, MLR peeps that are listening. You could download the show at any time you want at brainstewradio.com. The podcasts are always posted, unedited, unprocessed, raw, as they were live every time the show finishes airing. Within an hour, the podcast is up for download. So if you haven't subscribed already, subscribe to Brain Stew Radio, both in video and audio form at brainstewradio.com. Available in iTunes as well. With that obligatory subscribe to us and give us attention plug out of the way, let's get to something that people have actually been asking us to do, Mike, which is not talk about everything WWE related. We can actually save WWE for a later part in the show tonight, because just before we went live tonight, we saw, without a shadow of a doubt, my pick now for match of the year.
Yep.
Without a doubt, my pick for match of the year. Mike, where was this match? Let's fill the crowd in where this match was.
So this was for New Japan's junior heavyweight tournament block, night six. And it's Will Ospreay versus Ricochet. And there's been a lot of talk about this match over since it happened. Vader actually commented on the match, and it was a critique of the match. It wasn't and now the way I heard it at first was that he was shitting on the match, but it sounds like he was just giving it a critique. So
I'm tweeting it out, by the way, on the Twitter account. You can follow at BSR Wrestling if you want to know what video we're talking about.
Yeah.
But the match itself was between Ricochet versus Will Ospreay from New Japan Pro Wrestling. It's been shared all over the internet, all over the wrestling forums, all over the wrestling blogs. And usually if someone's saying match of the year, it's like, okay, it has to be really good. It better be a damn good match. And like I said, Mike and I watched this match right before we went on the air, and my God, wow.
Like,
the athleticism, the technique, the precision in everything they did in that ring was incredible.
Like, with apologies to Sami Zayn and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, I didn't think Nakamura, Sami Zayn could be topped, but this match right here is, without a doubt, our match of the year pick so far.
Like, the stuff that they were doing in that ring, yes, the people were turned off by flippy matches. Might not like it as much, but oh my God, it was a spectacle of just...
It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. I can actually wholeheartedly say this is one of the best wrestling matches I've ever seen. And I mean that wholeheartedly. I'm not just saying it because, oh, I just saw the match and I just want to kiss its ass or whatever. This match was unbelievable. There were things I've never ever seen before done in a ring. And some Ring of Honor snobs would be like, "Oh, it's just like what you would see at Ring of Honor." I've seen Ring of Honor matches, and they're great. Don't get me wrong, but they even fail in comparison to this.
So, what Vader said was blatant acrobatics, no story. Is there anything done in this video that relates to winning? You could get two high school gymnasts and put on a show. Then he goes, I understand how wrestling involves been doing for 40 years around the world. Titles in Europe, Japan, Mexico, U.S. Dumbass to a fan who fucked with him. And then he goes, I'm for wrestling evolving as long as it stays constant with someone winning and someone losing. Tell a story and demonstrate that.
The story is, you could just tell in their facial expressions. I saw it in their faces.
Yeah.
I'm better. No, I'm better. Let's try to outdo each other. Like, the first 5 minutes of the match, they do a lot of, like, and I'm going to sound like a child for saying this, but they did a lot of Dragon Ball Z looking shit in the very first 5 minutes of the match. They were showing each other what they can do. Excellent choreography.
Yep.
Like, unreal precision. And some of the things that, like, there was one move in particular where Ricochet throws Will Ospreay out of the ring. And what Ricochet does is he runs to the rope and then just steps on the second rope and does a 360 corkscrew outside to the ring.
Yeah.
I've never seen that in my life before. And the finish of the match, I mean, I'm not going to spoil it, but there is a one of them runs into the second rope, jumps back halfway across the ring, and does an RKO or diamond cutter or whatever you want to call it. It's like there are so many moments in this match where I said to myself, oh my God, if something just went even slightly wrong there, both of these men would be in wheelchairs for the rest of their lives. Like the amount of trust and precision that both of these men did in the ring is something that, like, people want to ask why we love professional wrestling.
This match.
It is precisely why. Mike, this match is right to the T why we love professional wrestling.
So, and here's now, Vader made his comments and other people like backed, like defended the match. Like William Regal, for example, said, as follows, I watched the match and was shocked. You need to start doing real stuff like people from my era, like kip ups, flying head scissors, cartwheels, and crisscrosses. Get a grip. When I started the job in 1983, a lot of the older fellas used to say that Mark Rocco and Marty Jones, who were the real pioneers of the cruiserweight style, had killed the business because they did too much. Although they may not admit it anymore, most of the heavyweights in Europe thought the brilliant lightweight and middleweight wrestlers were bad for the job because their style was not believable enough. Every country I worked in before I came to the U.S. had different styles and ways of doing things. As long as there's effort, then it's right. If people paying you are happy and you get reactions, then make your stuff as good as it can be with what skills you have. May not be for everyone, but that's okay. In the match, I saw two fellas who looked like fighters having an excellent hard-competed match in a different style. Win-win.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Mr. Regal. I'm speechless. I'm completely speechless with what we saw in this match. And I know it's basically halfway through the year now, but unless someone it just outdoes probably one of the best matches I've ever seen, this is your match of the year. There is no argument.
This one's going to be hard to follow up. So Ricochet reacted to Vader, and Will Ospreay actually did a Vader bomb during the match. And Ricochet just made a long statement and then kind of posted the picture and tagged like Joey Ryan, who we've interviewed before, the Young Bucks, a couple other people from like other indie guys. And then he put People don't understand that professional wrestling is an art. And much like any art, there are endless ways to express it. It can literally be anything the performers in the ring want to be. If two guys want to go out there and use light tubes and light each other on fire, then that is their way of expressing their style of wrestling. If they want to go out there and go hold for hold and keep it mat-based, then that is their way of expressing their style of wrestling. If two guys want to go out there and clothesline each other real hard and chop each other for 5 minutes straight, then that is their way of expressing their style of wrestling. If two guys want to go out there and use comedy and make the people happy and laugh, then that is their way of expressing their style of wrestling. If two guys want to go out there and use aerial maneuvers and acrobatics to wow the crowd, then guess what? It's their way of expressing their style of wrestling. Although you may not agree or like a certain style of... A style does not mean it isn't wrestling. Did it used to be a certain way? Yeah. But like anything, it changed. It evolved.
That's a mic drop.
Yeah, that's definitely a mic drop.
That's without it... I mean, I've heard pipe bombs in my time, but that's one of the nicest pipe bombs.
One of the most polite pipe bombs.
It's one of the most, it's one of the most polite pipe bombs I ever heard. And wow. I mean, and he's right. I mean, look at the New Day. The New Day is very comical, although they're very athletic. They're very comical. They have a very comedic style of wrestling. Edge and Christian, again, very comedic, very cartoonish, but once they separated, they became very serious. Nakamura, very flamboyant, very...
But his in-ring style is very, like, strike-based.
Exactly, and flamboyancy with a lot of striking. Sami Zayn is basically an all-around guy. He could almost do anything.
Yeah.
Every wrestler that I've ever seen has their own unique spin as to why... as to what they do in the ring. And
Shelton Benjamin with a response to Vader. How to kill the business of pro wrestling in one easy step. Everybody wrestles one style. Enjoy the show, folks.
The gold standard Shelton Benjamin.
He was a guy who was blatantly underused in WWE.
I think if Shelton Benjamin were to come back now, he would be properly used. But you watched those Money in the Bank matches from WrestleMania 21 to 25 or whatever when he was there.
His matches with Van Damme were really good too.
You watch those early Money in the Bank matches. You only watch them because of Shelton Benjamin.
And he was a trooper through that bad gimmick of having his mom out there.
Oh, that was a horrible gimmick. I miss him and Charlie Haas as the world's greatest tag team. I know they tag teamed together in the indies, but I miss them greatly in WWE. You know, and then when they became Team Angle.
Yeah, Team Angle. But here's the thing, though. We're going to have the new team that's going to be kind of like them. That's going to be American Alpha, Gable and Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the next, like, the new version of them. Jim Ross posted his thoughts on the match. I watched the Will Ospreay versus Ricochet bout that has been the center of attention over the past few days, and found the match to be a uniquely told story with an abundance of athleticism, high-risk movesets, and most of all, great passion. I certainly give the match a stellar grade, but I realize it might not be everybody's favorite sauce, but that's not a sin. Could the talents have slowed down a cadence and sold/registered a bit more? Of course they could, and if they had, it would have generated even more emotions to take away from the match of the year candidate. Pro wrestling needs diversity in multiple areas, including the in-ring presentations of today's athletes. And then he goes on about how it needs unpredictable, fundamentally sound, logical, so as not to remove anyone from wrestling from their zone of suspended disbelief and at a pace that the majority of the audience can process of what they're seeing. So even Jim Ross was like, no one's agreeing with Vader.
What I'm seeing here is, no one's agreeing with Vader.
None whatsoever.
I mean, hell, even Goldberg. I mean, he's done several interviews where he has praised the cruiserweights and the high flyers. He's like, man, I know I was the main draw, but
holy crap.
Those guys were the backbone of WCW. I mean, even Goldberg, of all people, is respecting the high flyers and the cruiserweights, man.
Who'd have thought?
Vader, like, I hate saying someone's out of touch because I think that is just a really cheap cop out, but. Man, Vader is completely out of touch when it comes to what makes a great match today.
Yeah. But again, like Regal said, and like a lot of people said, there's a lot of diversity in wrestling with the match. Like, there's a lot of ways to have a great match.
There are plenty of ways to have an amazing match.
If you watch the match of the when we get to the year, end of the year, and we pick five matches to be match of the year contenders, It's going to be five completely different matches stylistically.
Oh, yeah. Mike and I are going to have our top five, our personal top five matches of the year, and we're going to critique it, why we chose what we chose. But
I feel like Seth Rollins is going to be in one of those five matches.
I have a very good feeling Seth Rollins is going to be in one of those matches. You know who's going to be so far? If we could end the year now, one of the top fives would be Seth, would be AJ Styles and Roman Reigns. For me, at least.
AJ Styles would be in two of the matches of the year contenders because his match with Kevin Owens.
Yes.
Was also really good. The IC title four-way match.
From just this past week.
Yeah. And that's, again, not including other companies we've got to watch.
Yeah, that's just WWE. Like, when we pick our matches of the year, we are going to...
We're going to need to put some research into this.
Yes, we're going to have to watch a lot of wrestling to pick, to have a fair pick here.
Yeah.
But I know you guys have said we want us to talk about more than just WWE stuff. So that's our lead story. That was our lead story. We saw the match, and my God, what a phenomenal contest those two had.
Now, going from the really good to the holy fuck, that's horrible.
Yeah, one of the reasons why we love pro wrestling is both for the amazing matches like what we just described.
And I want to point something out before we continue. This video is Exhibit A for when I say, hey, I do not want to see the Hardy Boys re-sign with WWE. This video is Exhibit A, officially.
And this video is Exhibit A,
Exhibit B, is
C,
yeah.
And D.
Exhibit E and F is going to be Jeff and Matt's drug addiction problems. And G is going to be the fact that Matt Hardy and his wife are train wrecks.
Well, this has been circulating the
rapidly,
the internet webs rapidly. Should I just play it and
play
just,
it.
And just commentate on it?
Yes.
This must all end where it all began.
Wow, Seth Rollins, we really let himself go.
Yeah, wow, Seth Rollins. This is like future Seth Rollins, except if Rollins lost all promo ability.
This is the ring we began in.
Hey, Sweeney Hardy, relax. Wait, hold on.
That is terrible camera work, too.
Can we just point out how awful the sound quality is, too?
Oh, we're going to...
In this? Listen. Like, we're just a dopey internet radio show, and we have better sound quality than TNA!
One of the...
Considered to be the number two promotion in America.
I don't know if I want to give them that... I think they've been leapfrogged by at least three companies.
Here we go.
This must all end where it all began. Follow me.
This is horrible.
This is the ring we began in, and the ring we end in.
Oh, this is terrible.
Okay. Just look at how Matt Hardy leaves the ring. I want you to focus on how Matt Hardy leaves the ring.
There you go, son.
These guys used to jump off ladders through tables, and he can't get out of the ring anymore.
Oh, my God. Again, so for those of you who want these two idiots to return to WWE, are you sure you still want that? Because this is terrible. And listen, WWE's been getting better lately, but their writing hasn't improved so much that it's going to make these two idiots look good.
All right. He botched getting out of the ring.
There you go. Sign up now. You want to fight, Brother Nero? Fight. You will get one at Slammiversary. Why do we got to wait till Slammiversary, big money, Matt? You and your sarcastic ass. Let's do it right now. Let's do something. Let's end it where it began. Isn't that what you said? Isn't that what you said, Matt? It is. It is. And go! Whether it's Slammiversary.
What is happening?
Your end will come at my time. It doesn't matter.
Jeff!
I'm not even in the crowd.
Jeff!
What the hell is wrong with you?
What is happening?
The worst melodramatic piece of garbage
that has ever been seen on a wrestling event.
Is that Rebby Sky? I think it is.
It's Slammiversary or here.
Remember, guys, this was released on TNA's YouTube channel. Let me just point this out right here. This was recorded and edited and put on TNA's YouTube channel. Official YouTube channel.
Yeah.
This isn't some parody that they're doing. I mean, if they are purposely doing this bad to just troll us to get us to watch a train wreck, then bravo, because you're fooling me right now. But this is just, there's no way that this can be real.
Rebby Sky recently had a kid, like in 2015, so.
And will come at my time. It don't matter, man. Jeff! I don't need a crown.
Jeff!
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm starting to think the same thing. Did someone tell Rogue to relax?
Yeah.
I told you it would end. I told you.
God, he even botched the Seth Rollins haircut.
Can I just say he botched the... Oh my God, this is painful. Oh.
No, you want to see painful to watch involving one of the Hardys?
It's over. Brother Nero is over.
Shut the fuck up. Like, oh God, this is bad. You want to see depressing? Look up Jeff Hardy versus Sting.
Oh, I don't even want to drive the one listener we have left now after... No, I'm not going to do that. But what I will do is try to find the Hardy versus Hardy build-up to WrestleMania 25, which was, okay, that's how you properly build up a Hardy versus Hardy feud. That means
what, you mean that wasn't? Oh, God. And I'm going to be completely honest. I've always thought those two were overrated.
No,
They're overrated as fuck. Name one feud that those idiots had that wasn't fueled by real life shit that the Hardy Boys or one of them carried.
Okay, I can't really think of one right now.
That's right. All the tag team feuds they were in, they benefited from having Edge and Christian and the Dudley Boys and the APA in that tag team division.
This is depressing to watch.
It is. Or Jeff Hardy's title feud with CM Punk.
Oh, well, we knew that would be brought up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a... Matt Hardy's feud with Edge, which wasn't even carried by Matt, but it was fueled by Edge and Lita having an affair with each other. Oh, did you find it?
I did find Jeff Hardy versus Sting from Victory Road.
Just play it. Just play it. This is why TNA is terrible. The shit they just allowed. And the themes are bad too.
And now it's time.
Now, no, go back a little further. Go back a little further. Just look at the reactions on Sting's face during this too.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest
just keep
is
a close eye on Sting's facial mannerisms.
Main event of the evening. When the bell rings, the man in charge, TNA official Mr. Brian Hebner.
Jeff didn't even get to the ring yet.
Now,
that's how wasted he is.
From Universal Studios Orlando, it's time for your Victory Road pay-per-view.
Just
main event of the evening.
Just keep in mind.
Introducing, first of all,
this is the main event.
To my left, he weighed in this morning at 236 pounds and comes to us from Cameron, North Carolina. He is the number one.
How long is the video?
For the TNA Heavyweight
Championship. This is it.
The Charismatic Enigma.
This is the match. Just, you thought the finger poke of doom was bad.
I don't know. What we just saw with the Hardy versus Hardy, that was finger poke of doom level bad.
No, I mean as far as actual matches
and
go.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, standing in the corner to my right, he weighed in this morning at 258 pounds and comes to us from Venice.
Just to think, Steve,
California.
You could have signed with WWE right
much
here.
Sooner.
The current reigning and defending TNA.
Were they trying to do the ring announcing as if it were UFC?
Yes, I just noticed that.
The reigning. Look, it sings already like, fuck this match. It's time. You can already see that Sting knows something's up with Hardy.
Well, just as the new TNA World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, here comes Bischoff.
Oh, this is what Bischoff was running things.
He's interrupted by the appearance, the arrival.
Look at Hardy. Hardy's like.
Slight change of plans here, ladies and gentlemen. Slight change in plans. See, we had a little situation on March 3rd where the network got involved in our business.
Was this the match?
Victory Road to 2011.
No matter who's in charge, I'm the world champ. Right now, Jeff Hardy.
He's so wasted.
Well, we better not worry about throwing his t-shirt. We better worry about the world title at stake here.
Now, hardly the time to play to the crowd.
We just look at Sting's face. Sting is pissed.
Sting decides that he's had enough.
Oh, whenever my
Jeff
God.
Hardy is trying to accomplish and gets right in his chest.
Like, he's so out of it. He's so concerned with throwing his stupid shirt.
He's messing with the crowd at Victory Road, declines to throw the shirt, and now decides he better focus on the task at hand, and that's trying to win back the TNA World Heavyweight Championship, not just for himself, but also for Eric Bischoff, Hulk Hogan.
Fortunately, this match wasn't long.
Aligned with Immortal.
Yo, right now,
oh, wow, Sting. Right off the bat, Scorpion Death Drop.
Not playing games. Got him.
Three.
And you could tell, like, he was trying to kick out. Like, Sting clenched in the pin.
There's the face.
Shocker.
There's the face.
Like, Jeff Hardy's like, what the fuck just happened?
Look at his face. That is the face of, oh my God, I should have signed with Vince.
Yeah, like, this is like, why, what am I doing in this?
Why am I still in this business?
Why am I still with this company?
Oh my God.
Wow. Shocker. Shocker. Holy smokes.
And Taz trying to sell it.
Yeah.
That's a jaw-dropper tonight at Victory Road.
I'm speechless. No one expected this. I mean, Jeff did. Look, the pin of the replay lasted longer than the match.
Jeff sold. And watch, look. Sting is clinching down the pin. Hardy's trying desperately to kick out.
Because Sting knew he was drunk.
Yeah, which
Sting just,
let's be honest, like, sometimes clinching the pin is a dick move if you're doing it like to fuck with the match, but
the world champion.
Sting knew he was wasted, and that makes him a liability. So Sting's like, no, I'm not risking injury.
Yeah, I'm not risking not only being embarrassed, but the company embarrassed. I'm not going to risk this guy breaking his neck.
Yeah.
Holy shit. You know, the sad thing is, I've never seen that before.
You've never seen that before?
I've never seen it before.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen Jeff Hardy versus Sting before.
It's so bad.
Yeah. So, do we want to break and go to something that's a little more pleasing?
Yeah, anything is going to be more pleasing than the Jeff Hardy shit.
Than the stupid Hardys. All right. When we come back, we're going to do our Raw recap and get to the top five stories going on in the world of pro wrestling. This is Brain Stew Wrestling.
Yes, sir.
Don't go anywhere. We will be back right after this. Are you a musician? Are you a singer-songwriter? Are you someone that needs help audio editing? Look no further than Brain Stew Media. Based out of northern New Jersey, Brain Stew Media is your one-stop shop for all of your audio needs. Whether you're looking to record your first demo, your next album, or your next concert, Brain Stew Media provides the best service and prices you will find. Check out our rates, studio, and portfolio by going to BrainStewMedia.com today. Do you like pro wrestling that is real, in your face, and not congested with cheesy promos or two-minute matches? Check out Pro Wrestling Magic. Independent wrestling has never looked better than Pro Wrestling Magic. Don't rely on superstars for your need of wrestling. Check out real pro wrestling from Pro Wrestling Magic. Check out their upcoming shows, schedules, roster, and announcements by going to their website, WrestlingIsMagic.com. The best radio on the internet is only one click away at MoreLikeRadio.com. More Like Radio has the best live internet radio you can ask for. Interactive chat room, social media interaction, free podcast downloads, and above all else, quality programming to keep you entertained all day. Check out MoreLikeRadio.com and subscribe on iTunes. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Talking about all things professional wrestling, it's Brain Stew Wrestling.
And we are back live, Brain Stew Wrestling on BrainStewRadio.com. So, hi, everybody.
So for those of you wondering for a little more about that Jeff Hardy match we showed, the short rules thing, here's from Wikipedia. According to reports, the main event was cut short over backstage concerns over Jeff Hardy's condition. Referee Brian Hebner threw an X sign during Sting's entrance to the ring, following an audible from Eric Bischoff, so that where Bischoff came out wasn't supposed to be part of the main event. That was him going there to tell them, listen, we're cutting this short. Sting forcibly pinned Hardy. TNA later apologized to its fans for the pay-per-view falling short of a standard and offered 6 months of free access to TNAOnDemand.com library to anybody who bought the event.
I think what's more insulting is TNA actually thought they can have a good on-demand program.
Yeah. As a result of everything that unfolded at Victory Road, Jeff Hardy was subsequently sent home from the Impact tapings the following week and written out of the next month of TNA programming. It was later reported that Hardy was considered fine throughout the day, but moments before his match was deemed as unable to compete. Hardy was abusing drugs and alcohol and...
You know, I feel bad laughing at this, but now you know why WWE let him go.
Yeah, and also that's why,
also perfect fuel for CM Punk.
Yeah, that's why you and your wife beating brother don't make videos verbally attacking a straight edge wrestler.
All right, let's move on to top five news stories, Mike. What is number five?
Well, we actually went through most of them during the first segment.
All right, let's just refresh memories here. What? All right, top five.
All right, so number five was Will Ospreay versus Ricochet having a fantastic match.
Match of the year, but nothing's going to top that. We're calling it right now. That is your match of the year, both for, in our opinion and probably from Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Number four was the Hardys having that terrible pre-recorded segment for their upcoming match.
I wish I can get the past 20 minutes of my life back.
Actually, those are the only two of the stories we talked about, so we can start fresh with some WWE-related stories. So WWE was teasing a thing called, they were calling it, saying Hatch all week. What it wound up being was them announcing that you can pre-order Goldberg for or when you pre-order WWE 2K17, you would get Goldberg as a pre-order bonus. And also, since that happened, Goldberg mentioned that he has 50 more matches left in him. For those who want to see the commercial for the reveal, here it is. So a lot of these scenes from this commercial are stuff that you saw in the Hatch teasers, like the pictures they had.
Oh, you hear the marching pattern to his theme song? That's some questionable CGI smoke there.
Yeah, some pretty bad CGI.
Although I will say Goldberg looks in good shape.
Like, he looks like he could still do the kind of matches that he usually would do, which doesn't really take much.
I'm surprised Goldberg even agreed to be in the commercial.
Yeah.
But this is it. Pre-order WWE 2K17 and you can play as Goldberg. Which means you'll have 2-minute matches, jackhammer and spear, and that's it. Then you'll move on to the next match.
Or you can just get the first 2K game and play it in their 30 years of WrestleMania mode. When they had that awful match between him and Lesnar.
And you could also have fun while super kicking Bret Hart in the head and giving him a concussion. You can also do that. Hidden feature in 2K17.
You can also have Goldberg win the title only to get buried by Triple H shortly after. Also get shocked by a cattle prod by Scott Hall, who was probably intoxicated when that happened.
You can also have a hype level, Starcade level match against Hulk Hogan, but only do it on Monday Nitro.
Yep. Or you can lose your very first match in a dark match and then go on what was considered a 162 win streak with zero losses.
But watch out, because if you play as Goldberg, watch out for tasers, because those will be really bad to run into.
You do not want to be in a taser on a pole match.
No, you definitely don't, especially with Kevin Nash, because that's not good.
You don't want someone to have a manager named Taser. If you're Goldberg, that's your weakness. You know, I don't care how much you snarl, the second you're tased, bro.
But then you'll redeem yourself when you come in and actually feud with The Rock.
Yeah.
You'll redeem yourself then.
Yeah. That
and then be buried by Triple H.
That taser is so potent that Goldberg wasn't able to kick out of Kevin Nash's hair flip. That's how potent that taser was.
Oh, my God. Okay. But number three story, pre-order WWE 2K17. You can play as
Goldberg.
No, wait, Ryback's already in the game.
Not from the company. Maybe that's why they signed him back, because they're losing Ryback.
They lost Ryback. They need to bring in Goldberg.
Losing Ryback and getting Goldberg back is kind of like take a penny, leave a penny.
Except if you're playing as Goldberg, you need to give him a lot of pennies. At least a few hundred million of those.
Well, he's like a piggy bank. You've got to feed him more pennies.
Feed some jobbers to him. Where's Bill DeMott?
Whoa, hey, hold on a second. Fired.
Oh,
for being a bad boy.
Oh, man. So we can make Goldberg puns all night, but we have to move on. Number two.
Jimmy Snuka deemed not fit to stand trial for that 30-year-old murder or killing of his ex-girlfriend.
Hashtag allegedly.
Allegedly. So he's pretty much...
Allegedly Jimmy Snuka is a psychopath and murdered his girlfriend.
He's not competent to stand trial. And
well, yeah, he got hit with a chair too many times.
So the prosecutor thought he was acting, and the judge goes, listen, with all due respect to Mr. Snuka, he's not smart enough to do that.
Well, that's what happens when Piper hits him in the head with a coconut.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, that coconut. Roddy Piper's coconut saved you, Snuka. Remember that next time you, like, speak unfondly of the rowdy one. Bless your heart.
Rest in peace.
Up there. So remember that next time you speak ill of him doing that, that probably saved you from jail time.
And number one,
it's not saving your daughter from pretty much being irrelevant in WWE, but
and jobbing,
yeah, and being like the Kevin Nash to any other random divas Diesel.
Right, very true. Number one, Punch. What is the number one story of the week?
We got a couple. We got two little quick ones for you.
Wait, we have a couple number ones?
Well, this was kind of two combined.
We have 1A and 1B.
Yes.
All right, what's 1A?
So Darren Young, in an interview, mentioned shitting himself during a match. He said, and I quote...
So do I. I can't believe he still has a job.
He said, the example... He talked about how he used to wear those baby blue tights, and what stopped him was he had a match with members of the Wyatt family, and he got clotheslined so hard, probably by Harper, and he hit the floor so hard that he shit himself badly.
Oh, no.
That's probably a braver thing to point out than coming out of the closet.
Yeah, coming out of the closet, you really can't help that. You're born attracted to a certain kind of person. You really can't help that, but you can help shitting yourself.
Listen, a lot of people,
because you pooped your pants.
A lot of people can't make fun of you for being gay. They just won't.
Well, assholes can make fun of you for being
assholes
gay.
Assholes can, but everybody can make fun of you.
I can be said asshole and say the only reason why you still have a job is because, well, but
everybody
of all ages can make fun of you for pooping your pants.
For shitting your pants. The other one.
He shit himself.
So, by the way, Monday, there was also a Game 7 between the Golden State Warriors and the Oklahoma City Thunder. One of the players is Klay Thompson.
Oklahoma City really choked on that one.
They did.
They really Tony Romo'd that big time.
Now, you would think that Klay Thompson...
Look at us making puns of different sports tonight, too.
You would think that Klay Thompson's father, Michael Thompson, who used to be an NBA player as well, was watching that game.
I would think.
He was not.
Oh.
He was watching Raw instead. He said, I couldn't stand the tension of watching my son in a Game 7, so I watched Raw instead.
Hey! Why not be a supportive father and watch your son choke in Game 7?
His son is on the Warriors.
Well, why not watch your son and...
Make it to the finals to beat LeBron again.
To beat LeBron James. Go Warriors. By the way, I know we're a pro wrestling show, but let me just make something clear right here. If the Golden State Warriors are the highest win percentage of any NBA team in history... Right? Major accomplishment. They beat the 96 Bulls record. I think they only lost like 10 times this year or something like that. Yeah, they lost like literally, they lost less times than there are fingers on my hand. So big ups to the Golden State Warriors. But you have to win it all. I think we can all agree in any sporting event, in any competitive sports, if you have an amazing win-loss record and you don't win the championship, the season doesn't count.
I think
look at what happened with the 2007 Patriots.
They're going to win, though.
They went undefeated and lost in the Super Bowl.
The Warriors are a team. The Cavs are LeBron's collection of players that he's trying to win a title in his hometown. They're not going to win.
I'm cheering for the Warriors just because I want... What? And let's tie this into wrestling. Real quick here. LeBron James will be the biggest heel in all of sports if he decides peace out Cleveland one more time. If Cleveland loses the finals
and he leaves again.
You will not be able to stop the drool from coming out of my mouth watching Cleveland tear itself apart because of LeBron James again.
Oh my God, they might become sentient and destroy everything.
I can't wait. You realize that the only winning thing about Cleveland is Stipe Miocic, the UFC heavyweight champion? The only person from Cleveland who has a championship is the UFC fighter.
And The Miz.
And The Miz.
And one of those championships is scripted. The other is WWE.
I see what you did there. Okay, so but hear me out. Would you at least agree, Mike, that if Cleveland, if Cleveland loses, especially if they get swept, I want the Golden State Warriors to sweep the Cavs.
Dude, all the LeBron nut huggers would just implode.
I will love watching that Cleveland implode on itself if LeBron James and the Cavs, I don't call them the Cleveland Cavaliers, I call them LeBron James and the Cavs.
Yeah.
If LeBron James and the Cavs get swept by the Warriors and LeBron leaves
again,
all the people in Cleveland who bought his jersey again after burning it after he left the first time.
Burn them again.
Can there be any bigger heel in any sport? Even wrestling. Can there be a bigger heel in all of sports than LeBron James if he leaves Cleveland again after this final?
He won't be as big of a heel in sports as John Rocker was, but...
Oh, that's... I know we got to get back to wrestling for the final 10 minutes here, but go Warriors. Just go Warriors.
Yeah.
Beat LeBron James and the Cavs.
Honestly, Raw, we can really get through in a couple minutes because there's only two things worth
talking. Two really big things that happened on Raw.
Two things. I mean, it wasn't a bad Raw, but let's face it, two things worth talking about.
No, can I say real quick here that Monday Night Raw has been... Again, I'm like a broken record here. Monday Night Raw, ever since WrestleMania, has been consistently better than the last few years. Because let's be honest here, WWE has to get Monday Night Raw right at least once a month, and that's a go home show to the pay per view.
Yeah, now they're like
they're getting it right pretty consistently, three times a month.
So an episode like this, we won't mind as much because they've been pretty good.
They've been excellent, actually. But so here we go. Here, the big thing that happened on Raw was John Cena returns. And they were in Green Bay, and I want to give a shout out to the fans of my beloved Green Bay Packers.
Why, for getting him a pop?
No, there were some boos. It's a mixed crowd.
Yeah.
I thought Green Bay was going to be pro Cena.
It's your average Cena crowd.
You can hear some
John Cena sucks.
You can hear it in the background.
John Cena sucks.
So John Cena, the champ, is back.
I want to point out that Monday, it was after Hammy's party for Memorial Day, and it was myself and Hammy watching along with Hammy's girl Tess and former Brains 2 fourth Mike Katie, and they're just sitting there dumbfounded as we're marking out like two children.
It was... Yeah, I'm not going to say that my girlfriend's not out of my league, but my girlfriend is way out of my league, and she's way too hot to be watching wrestling. And she was watching, just like, why do you watch this?
Yeah.
And then we showed her and Katie, again, the Sami Zayn Nakamura match, and they're like, oh my god, we love Nakamura so much. And they got why we like it so much.
It was funny, I made Katie watch the pipe bomb after that. Because we hung out, I was like, all right, well, why? And she said about CM Punk, I repeat, oh, get over yourself.
So what happened after this was AJ Styles came out, which
a big thing. Like, he was the face of TNA for a while.
So this is the face of TNA and the face of WWE, and we all know what happens with...
And he was the face of TNA during their heyday.
So Styles comes out and basically says, welcome back, I respect you, handshake.
And then...
Then comes the Bullet Club,
who you can also see Gallows and Anderson. You can also see in Ring of Honor this week.
And you saw the way that we went earlier with the New Day. And now it looks like the way that you're going is sucking up to John Cena. We're not here to kiss ass. We're here to kick it. And AJ Styles, that's yours included.
Oh my God, Anderson and Gallows have...
So it looks like Styles and Cena are going to team up.
And then bam!
Boom!
Oh, wow.
Heel turn!
Anderson and Gallows!
Really, though, it's a face turn.
In the eyes of the IWC, this is a face turn. So this went on for a few more minutes here. They really milked the assaulting John Cena.
She's like, that's a nice club you got there. It would be a shame if somebody were to kick at it, too.
God. We all know Cena's going to win, though.
Hey, you know, I can't wait for SummerSlam when the main event is Cena's kick out of two versus Reigns' kick out of two.
That's going to be a sight to see. The match will never end.
I'm telling you, my fantasy booking, Kevin Owens wins the briefcase, Cena beats Reigns for the title at SummerSlam, and Kevin Owens, being the fantastic troll that he is, cashes in.
I know we're running short on time, but I need to play this. This is one of my this was my favorite moment from Raw.
How you doing?
We are in Green Bay.
I love it. He runs around like a beheaded rooster. It's great.
So it is only right, and we keep it G like a Packers helmet.
Keep it
Dudley's.
G.
You bubblegum boys want to come out here acting extra? Well, me and Big Cass are going to go upside
that.
Your noodle with the whole kid caboodle and have you curds curled up in this ring like a cheese doodle.
These guys are so insanely over. It's not even funny.
I am serving
yeah.
size
he's
16
barely putting words together
sandwiches with pickles, lettuce, tomato, onions, and all the fixins.
Well, Cass, we are in Wisconsin, so what kind of cheese?
I love it when he does that.
American.
How you doing?
Swiss.
How you doing?
Gouda.
How you doing?
Feta.
How you doing?
Colby Jack. Monterey Jack. Pepper Jack.
What?
Sharp cheddar.
What?
Mild cheddar.
What?
Medium cheddar.
What?
Aged cheddar.
What?
Blue
this is the next
cheese.
What?
What?
That's
and
the
I'm
next
not even
what?
Gonna mention from under.
Oh shit!
Oh, you know
Let
you gotta
me
play
be Frank. Me and Cass got the sauce. Hey, you want some pizza?
Well, Dudley's, you got a problem you cannot solve.
So we're running out of time here, but the whole clip is just fantastic. End zone casts are so over. It's
ridiculous.
Ridiculous
how
of how over they are.
I can like it's unfathomable how just, and right out of the right from the start.
Final video of we have Shane Stephanie addressing.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
You want to play it or do you want to go to focus on? You know,
we got a few minutes. We should end on a happy note.
End on a happier note. Yes,
we
I concur, Michael.
Jeff Hardy.
Let's end on a high note here. So Shane Stephanie McMahon come out and address rumors surrounding the 2016 WWE brand extension, which, in case you haven't heard, SmackDown is going live every Tuesday night.
And they're doing a roster split.
They're going to bring back the draft, which thank Christ for that, because not only is SmackDown going to be watchable again because it's live, but
more guys get to get TV time.
More people get TV time, and it'll be NXT, you're called up to SmackDown, and then maybe if you get really, really big and over, you'll go to Raw.
Yep.
But here is the segment with Shane Stephanie and The New Day.
Would say, you know, it's time to shake things up here.
By the way, the top WWE, comment on the on this video is, isn't me or does Stephanie McMahon look really good in those shorts?
On July 19th,
and other comments saying they wanted to twerk.
Why will it be momentous?
Because SmackDown is going live just like Raw every Tuesday
and
night.
And by the way,
right
rumor is
the
they want
USA
SmackDown
Network.
To be just as important as Raw now.
As it should be. So let's fast forward. The New Day comes out.
Unique roster. What is important is the question that's on everybody's mind, what the entire WWE universe wants to know. And that question is, where is the New Day going?
Well,
seriously, Stephanie McMahon shorts are what 22-year-old co-eds wear.
Yeah.
Like, someone her age should not be wearing those shorts. Okay? No. But not only is she
Rocking
pulling off,
well.
But she looks better than said 22-year-old co-eds. Jesus Christ.
WWE World Champion!
Look at her face.
You got that up close. Best close. In the house.
That's for you. That's for you.
That is true. And as entertaining as you are, I just want to say that there's...
Yeah!
So okay. Let's fast forward because we're really running out of time
say
here.
No, Matt.
I'm in if you're in.
That's right.
It may be ugly, but I'm in.
You are up first, baby.
Please, that's sir. Right.
New the New Day have Shane and Stephanie do a dance-off. And so Shane does an impromptu dance. And I'm sure there was a genuine laugh at both the New Day and Shane because this was very entertaining. So Stephanie, what everyone in the audience, especially the men, wanted to see.
All right, all right.
Give the people what.
All right, you call that dancing? You want to see some dancing?
Oh, great heel.
Perfect heel heat. I agree with JBL. Party poopers. So Vaudevillains come out. New Day and Vaudevillains go at it. Extending the rivalry. So, again, not that bad of a Raw.
Yeah, not that bad of a Raw. Just.
So what did we learn tonight, Mike? We learned that...
Nakamura and Zayn was dethroned. Vader's
our
curmudgeon.
Match of the year. Vader is an out-of-touch curmudgeon. Hardy's Matt and Jeff Hardy need to just go away.
Forever and ever and ever. Don't even put him in the Hall of Fame, WWE. They don't deserve to be out of that. That segment we played earlier today, they don't deserve a Hall of Fame ring.
Yeah, that Hardy segment for TNA was the finger poke
Come
of doom.
Come on, Brother Nero!
Oh, boy. That was just really bad.
Let's just
very good this week again.
I'm not excited for the Jeff Hardy versus Sweeney Turd match.
Sweeney Turd. All right. On that note, we need to get out of here. Thank you guys so very much for listening. As always, you can listen to the podcast both in video and audio form at brainstewradio.com. He is at Hipster Punchy on Twitter.
Yeah.
I am at Hams Gruber on Twitter. And coming soon is the Brain Stew Radio Network. We're going to be getting more shows. Some shows have been posted already. Social
How
Downfall Radio. Planet of the Dorks. You know, how you doing?
How you doing?
We're going to have more shows to offer you. We have tons of stuff to announce very soon. Keep following us on the social media and on YouTube. Just search Brain Stew Media on YouTube. We will see you next week, guys. Have a good night.
Bye. Help me. I've got no soul to tell.